Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, you'll hear people say sometimes, I can't believe that. And that is not true. Amen. I said, that is not true. Amen. Faith is trust and confidence in a person. A person. I think sometimes because we walk by faith and we don't see the Lord in the flesh, that people get misguided and they think, well, like my faith is in this book. No. My faith is not in ink and paper. My faith is not in a book. My faith is in the one who said the words that are in the book. The person. The person, and my faith in him is that I believe that everything he says is true. And that he can do everything he says. He can do. He has the ability. And he is faithful. And he is true. And he loves me. And he always comes through. My faith is in him. So when you understand that now, when you say, I can't believe him, no, that's not true. You choose not to believe him. You could believe if you chose to. Every time, see, the devil, he knows how powerful faith is. He knows what it'll do in your life. It'll absolutely destroy his works and receive you every blessing. And make you the strongest witness for Jesus around. Cause people to want to run to you and find out, how do you do what you do? How can I be like you? And people get saved right and left. So he works overtime to twist and distort and confuse this subject of faith. And one of the big things is always talking about, do I have enough faith? I don't know if I have enough faith to believe that. I don't know if I have enough faith to believe that. You hear this all the time. I don't know if I have enough faith. This man, not even born again. He didn't have a New Testament. In that day, if you weren't a priest, you didn't even know the word at all unless you heard somebody read it. He probably couldn't even read. And he's believing for his son to be free from epilepsy or whatever kind of terrible condition. I mean, the kind of person that could have been institutionalized. He, with no word, no background, does he have enough faith to believe for this? Not even able to quote a scripture? Oh, come on now, come on. Are you seeing it? Does he have enough faith to believe for this? Yes, he did. With thoughts of doubt in his mind. Why? Because he chose to believe it. Come on now, come on now. He chose to be, he heard it, he saw it, and he decided, yes, I believe that. How hard is that? That is faith. Let me give you an example. Faith is confidence in a person. Trust in a person. If I came in here today and I said, guys, let me tell you something. I had an experience last week. I walked across Table Rock Lake. I walked on the water across the main body. Now, here's the question. Can you believe that? You see what I'm saying? If you say, well, Brother Keith, are you joking? I said, no, I'm not joking. It happened. I did it. Now what do you have to decide? If you say, Brother Keith, I'm sorry, but I just can't believe that. Is that true? That you can't believe it? Do you believe anybody has ever walked on the water? Yeah. Jesus and Peter. It can be done. So you don't say that you can't believe it. Hmm? What are you saying? You choose not to believe me. Right? Now what you have to decide is that this is either a lie or it is the truth. And Brother Keith is either a deceiver or he's faithful. That's what you have to decide. Right? It's not a matter that you can't believe it. It's a matter that you choose what you believe. That's the way it is with God all the time. The way it is with all, how many understand everything in this book is that way. You read it, you hear it, and then you choose as to whether you believe it or whether you don't. Are y'all with me now?
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? How the devil has worked overtime to convince people you can't believe. You don't have faith like those people over there. I mean, maybe if you walk with God for another 50 years and can quote enough scripture, then you might get enough faith to do. That is baloney. How about this man? How long had he walked with God? How much scripture did he know? How many hours did he pray in the Spirit?
None.
He just chose to believe it. Jesus looked at him and said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah.
I believe it.
Hallelujah.
That's how easy faith is. Right there, right there. I believe it. The Lord speaks to you and says, this year you're getting out of debt. You can sit there and go, well, you know, that would be nice. What does that mean? Does it mean you don't have enough faith?
No.
You can't believe that? No. You just have chosen not to.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? But how many know the smart ones agree with God and they say, I believe.
I believe.
It's happening for me.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, we're getting somewhere. We're making progress. Whoo, glory to God. By the way, I did not walk across the lake. That didn't happen. But if I come and tell you it did, because I will not lie to you. Are you listening? And it's not just me. How about you? Will you lie to me? Will God lie to us? Now, it is impossible to please God without faith. I want you to go with me to, that was Hebrews 11. Go to Hebrews 6. Man, I like talking about faith, don't you? We serve a faith God. And what you do is when you feed on the words of faith, and it stirs and feeds your faith, and you begin to have and talk and think and exercise faith, it pleases God. And you sense that pleasure.
Yeah.
So you're not getting stirred here from time to time where you just go, yeah, ooh, glory. That's not happening because Brother Keith is so dynamic. Or because Brother Keith is wonderful. No. It's because faith that is coming up, not from Brother Keith's words, God's words, coming up in your heart. And you're receiving them and you're operating. See, you don't have to wait till you get out of here to do some amazing thing. You can operate in faith right now in this chair, right where you sit. Without waiting another second. You can come up to a higher level of persuasion and trust and expectation. And when you do, it pleases God. And when you please God, He's going to let you know it. You're going to sense a quickening. You're going to sense His presence. You're going to sense joy. And 3 days later, when Brother Keith's not preaching and there's no music and you're by yourself, and you yield to fear or yield to depression, and you're sad and draggy, and you feel yucky, and you feel stinky, it's because why? You are not operating in faith. God is not pleased, and the presence of God is not there. But you can fix that on the spot. Hebrews 6, are you there? Oh, Lord, you are so good. Who's more blessed than us? I'd like to meet him. Hebrews 6, verse 18, 6:18. He says that by two immutable things. Number one, in which it was what?
Impossible
for God to lie. Now let's just stop right there, because that's what we're talking about. It's impossible to please God without faith. And here, this is the exact same word, same Greek word. Exactly. They're saying it is what? Impossible for God to lie. Is there any connection between those two? More than I have known. I saw more last night. Impossible for God to lie. Listen to Titus 1:2. Don't turn there. It says God cannot lie. Numbers 23:19 said God is not a man that he should lie. Can God lie?
No.
I don't know if we've known the significance of that statement. Didn't say, you know, that God has the ability not to lie. What does it say? It is impossible. What does that mean? Can't be done. He can't do it. Now we're talking about the Almighty, creator of heavens and earth, and we're saying something He can't do. Let me go over this again slowly. I don't think we've seen the significance of this. To say to God that is something God cannot do is something impossible for God to do. How could there be anything that the Almighty, who knows everything and has all power, can't do? He cannot lie.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith in Him, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804A. That's R804A. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.